Well, as we've been hearing, 26 pubs may be prosecuted for failing to comply with coronavirus restrictions. Files on the 26 are being sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Gardaí say they carried out almost 7,000 checks on almost 3,000 licensed premises last weekend, and that the vast majority were complying with the regulations. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has the story. Paul, tell us about Operation Navigation.
Yeah, well, Rachel, when the pubs were initially shut under the public health guidelines, the Gardaí checked thousands of them to ensure that they remained closed, which they say the vast majority did. And when they reopened last Monday week, they continued those checks. Now, they found very early on that some pubs were ignoring the public health guidelines that were brought in to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So not just the Gardaí were concerned, but it was also industry representatives and members of the public had made some complaints. So last Friday, they set up Operation Navigation. Now, the Deputy Garda Commissioner at the time gave an operational order to local managers all over the country, assistant commissioners, chief superintendents and superintendents. They were directed to organise thousands of spot checks on pubs in their areas over last weekend. The operation began at 7 p.m. last Friday night and ended on midnight on Sunday.
What did they find?
Well, they say they carried out 6,830 checks on pubs and pub restaurants mainly. I don't think they went into any hotels and they didn't go to any off-licences. And these checks, they say, were carried out to ensure that the pubs and restaurants were complying with the public health regulations to stop the spread of the virus. Now, the Gardaí say that during these visits, they continued what is their policing policy of a graduated response. They initially engage, then they explain, and they encourage people to comply before, as they say, as a last resort, moving to enforce the law. So they say they give people who they suspect of breaching the guidelines plenty of chances to come in line. Now, 2,785 of the pubs that they checked were found to be open all over the country. The vast majority of the Gardaí say were in compliance. However, they say in some pubs they found customers were drinking, but there was no evidence that they had consumed any food, which is a requirement, and no evidence of any receipts to show that food had been sold, and when they asked for receipts these weren't produced. Now, under the health regulations, alcohol can only be sold to a person at the same time as they order a meal for at least €9. The penalty for a breach of that regulation can be a fine of up to €2,500 or up to 6 months in prison. The Gardaí also say they found pubs allowing large groups of people congregate at the one table, evidence of little or no social distancing between individual people. They say there was in some pubs there was no advisory signage and there was no COVID-19 contact tracing recorded. There was nobody at the door with a notebook. Customers' details weren't being recorded. They say they went back to check some of the pubs twice and three times, and that some did comply with the regulations after they were warned that they were breaching both the regulations and the guidelines. However, 26 pubs were identified as the Gardaí field breaching the regulations. They have now been identified for possible prosecution. Files are being sent to the DPP because it's the DPP who will make the decisions, decision whether or not the licence holders are to be charged.
Are the Gardaí likely to be out again in the coming days, do we know?
Yeah, Operation Navigation is continuing. I mean, the Gardaí have no power, however, to enforce social distancing guidelines, signage, numbers at tables, because these are all simply guidelines. They have powers of enforcement in cases of breaches of the regulations. So there is a difference between the guidelines and the regulations. And the regulation is very clear in relation to publicans and pubs must serve a substantial meal. And the test for that is a meal that will cost €9 with alcohol. And if they don't, they can be prosecuted. But the Gardaí also have powers under the licensing laws. A pub, a restaurant or a hotel requires a declaration of suitability from a Garda in order for its alcohol license to be renewed. And the Deputy Commissioner of Policing and Security, John Toomey, said in a statement this morning that obviously the large level of compliance is very welcome, but he said the Gardaí remain concerned that a minority are potentially putting the health of their customer staff and everyone that they come into contact with at risk of getting COVID-19. So that's largely why these prosecutions are being sought. He also says the Gardaí want to send a clear message to publicans that they will be opposing the liquor licences of those who they believe are not complying with the guidelines and regulations when renewal applications come up in September, unless they come into compliance.
Separately, Paul, there have been developments in the case of a couple who went missing from County Meath 5 years ago. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Willie Maughan and Anna Varslavan went missing in April of 2015. And now, when the Gardaí began the investigation, it began as a missing persons, but they now believe they have been murdered and their bodies disposed of. The investigation has been continuing for 5 years. We've had appeals from the family. The Gardaí believe that they were attacked at a compound in County Meath, possibly because the people who attacked them are involved in serious criminality, and one of the main suspects is a major player in the ongoing feud between the criminal gangs in Drogheda. Now, the Gardaí suspect that the couple were attacked because they may have seen something, or those people who attacked them suspect that they may have been prepared to give information to the Gardaí in relation to criminality. Now, yesterday was quite an intensive day. There was four people arrested yesterday, a man in his 20s. There was also three other people, two of them in their 50s. They're all being questioned this morning at Ashbourne Garda Station in County Meath. There were also searches carried out at the compound where the Gardaí believe the couple were last seen alive, and at the surrounding lands, and members of the Defence Forces were brought in to help with that search. Now, we understand that the people in custody, they're being detained under Section 30 of the Offences Against the State Act, which means there's a suspicion that they may have information or have had access to firearms, and that allows the Gardaí to question them for up to 72 hours. But the Gardaí don't believe that they were centrally involved in the murders, but they do suspect that these people have information and may have been on that compound on the day the couple disappeared.
Paul, many thanks for that.